Chapter 10, A Pure and Innocent Love. Half an hour later, Marius was standing outside the gate of Cosette's house. She was in the garden, picking some flowers. She loved spending her afternoons there. "Mademoiselle," Marius called out. Surprised, Cosette looked up to see who was calling her. She saw Marius standing on the other side of the gate.
"Monsieur, is it really you?"
she said, unable to keep the pleasure out of her voice. Although Marius did not know it, Cosette had also noticed him at the Luxembourg Gardens and had started to look forward to seeing him. She was disappointed when her father had noticed too and had stopped their visits to the gardens.
"Yes, it's me," said Marius. "I'm so happy I found you. Please, open the gate and let me in." "I'm sorry," said Cosette. "I can't open the gate. It's locked."
"Then I'll have to climb over," said Marius with a smile. "Nothing can stop me from being with you." In an instant, Marius jumped up onto the gate, swung his legs over, and was ready to jump into the garden. Just then, they heard Valjean's voice calling, "Cosette! Cosette!"
"It's my father," said Cosette. "I must go."
"Wait," said Marius, desperate not to lose her again.
"When can I see you again?" "Tomorrow," said Cosette. "Come here at 6 o'clock in the evening. My father goes out then."
And with that, Cosette ran inside. Neither of them noticed Éponine Thénardier standing behind a tree outside the gate, watching them, her heart filled with jealousy. The next day, Marius waited for Cosette by the gate. Cosette had looked forward to meeting him all day. When 6 o'clock finally arrived, she went into the garden and found him by the gate. He quickly climbed up, jumped over the wall, and suddenly there he was, standing next to her. It was a magical evening. They walked around the garden hand in hand, admiring the flowers. Marius compared the flowers to Cosette, but considered her sweeter, more beautiful, and more exquisite than them. They lay on the grass looking up at the sky, watching the clouds. When it became dark, they counted the stars and looked for constellations. Their love was pure and innocent. They met like this every evening for 2 weeks. Marius's friends saw less and less of him at their meetings with the Friends of the Resistance. While they were busy discussing their political struggles against tyranny and making plans to rebel and fight, Marius was meeting with Cosette. And even when he wasn't with her, he was thinking about her, not about revolution. Valjean was not aware of his daughter's meetings with Marius or that Cosette was in love. During the day, he stayed in the house as much as possible, as he was afraid of being discovered by Javert. He only went out in the evenings. But one night, he was informed that Javert had somehow discovered that he was now living in Paris. Still obsessed with catching him, Javert was conducting an intensive search throughout the city and was now planning to search all the houses in Valjean's neighborhood. Valjean knew that he and Cosette had to leave before this happened. He decided he did not want to run and hide again. He knew that if he stayed in France, Javert would keep hunting him. And so he decided that he and Cosette would have to leave France if they wanted to be able to live in peace without looking over their shoulder all the time. "Cosette, dear, I'm afraid we must leave France," Valjean said to her that morning at breakfast. "We must pack our bags immediately."
"But why, Papa?" Cosette asked, stunned. "This is our home."
"It is because of some business. I can't explain," said Valjean. "We will leave for England today."
"England? But I don't want to go to England," cried poor Cosette. "I want to stay here in Paris with my friends."
"Friends? We haven't got any friends, Cosette," said Valjean. "I'm sorry, but there is no other option for us. Please, pack your suitcase. We'll leave in 2 hours.
2 hours? That's not even enough time to say goodbye, cried Cosette.
She stood up, deeply upset at the thought of not being able to explain her disappearance to Marius.
Papa, no,
she started to say, but suddenly the room began to spin in front of her eyes, and then everything went black as she fell to the floor. That evening, when Marius came to the house, Cosette was not waiting for him in the garden as usual.
Cosette, he whispered,
then louder,
Cosette!
But there was no Cosette anywhere. Marius felt desperate. Suddenly he saw a shadow moving behind some bushes. It was Éponine. She had been spying on the lovers every day, and had recently started to climb over the gate, like Marius, and follow them around in the garden. She would listen to Marius whisper sweet words of love to Cosette, and she would close her eyes and imagine he was saying those words to her. And today, she had heard the conversation between Cosette and Valjean.
Who's there? Marius said.
It's me, Éponine, she said,
and ran happily to Marius, as though expecting him to embrace her as if she were Cosette. Marius just stared at her in confusion, and then asked impatiently,
What are you doing here, Éponine?
Hurt by his cold tone, Éponine shouted at him,
She is gone, your Cosette! Her father took her away to England!
I don't believe you, cried Marius.
Fine, see for yourself, said Éponine,
and pointed to the windows of the house. She moved the shutters apart, and they looked into the house. It was dark inside, and abandoned.
No!
Cried Marius in despair.
But how can that be? She would not leave me like this without even saying goodbye.
Éponine looked at Marius's desperate face, and immediately regretted being the cause of it, for although she was jealous of his love for Cosette, she wanted Marius to be happy.
They had to leave quickly. There was no time, Marius, she said, trying to comfort him.
No,
cried Marius again, as though not hearing her.
Cosette, how can I live without you? There's no point.
Marius started to walk away.
Marius, where are you going?
Asked Éponine anxiously, but he didn't answer.
Marius, don't do anything stupid,
she begged, now frightened.
It's not stupid to die with your friends,
Marius called back to her, and disappeared into the darkness.